This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks, I'm going to give the number out for first-time callers about the state of the world, about how they're trying to bring Trump down. You know, I blew up at Trump about 8-9 days ago, not last Friday, but the Friday before last, because I've been real emotional about war with Russia and the whole thing in Syria, and knowing that if Trump did that, we'd be on the wrong side of history. And then I thought that he backed off, and the Secretary of Defense said, no, there's no evidence that they did the chemical attack. And so I went home pretty happy at like 7 o'clock, 6:30, got home, had dinner with the kids, swam in the pool. We were going to sit down and, you know, watch an old movie or something. They'd never seen Old Yeller. We were actually queuing Old Yeller up at like 8:30 at night. And I don't usually let them stay up past 10, but I wasn't letting them do that. And, my son's older. He didn't want to watch Old Yeller, but my daughters are sitting there in my lap and everything. And I go in the bathroom and pull up my phone while my wife's making brownies and getting ice cream ready. And while I'm sitting there taking a piss, looking at the phone, I see Trump striking Syria. And I just eaten a bunch of food, and I was tired. And I'm like, oh, my. And so there's the emotion of, you know, and then Rex wanted to go to my dad's house. He goes, I just want to stay with my grandparents tonight. Can I go with you? And I said, because they live by the studio, like a half mile. So, I drive over to there, and I just get in here, and then the crew does a great job, and I don't just say a great job. They do an amazing job, and Rob Dew runs up here and everything from his family, and he teaches basketball and other sports, and he runs up here, and he's got three cameras because I wanted to go live on those cameras before I went live, and then in here, I'm just telling you what happened, and I said, yeah, we're going to go live in here, and then we're going to go live in there, and I was mumbling. He says, you know, you're tired, whatever. All of a sudden, he's like thumbs up, and I realize I'm on air. While I'm venting, which I don't do a lot, maybe like every couple of weeks, did a little of it today because I forgot to eat breakfast this morning and worked out hard. And about by noon, I had like a headache, was getting grumpy. I went, oh, I forgot to eat. Better eat something. But I'm just explaining the psychology for listeners to understand that this isn't an act here on air. Okay, this is what we're really doing. We really believe in this. And I'm in control most of the time. But the emotion got to me, and I was already going, man, I'm sick of Trump. This is BS. You better not be going sideways. F this, F that. And I'm saying F, I meant to say Dumford, because I've heard he's somewhat pro-war. And I can't say that because it's all very, very opaque. But I'm saying F Mattis. Mattis is the one trying to stop it. That's confirmed. That's what I mean. It was just kind of an incoherent train wreck. And then dude's like doing thumbs up, looking at me. And I'm like, that's live on air? They did it again Saturday night. We were up here putting new lights in that don't burn my eyeballs out. That's, again, dude working 7 days a week. I don't make him do it. He's so dedicated. He's like, hey, we got to put new lights in. Those are really bad. We got some better ones now that are LED, which are so, I feel so good being on these lights now compared to the others. And we were up here until 6 or 7 putting the lights in. And I get home, and Sunday morning, there's like a 30-second video where they just had a live feed cameras in here. Somebody took them down, and then they did a live feed. And I'm not mad about it. It didn't show anything. There's nothing to show. So I'm talking about fixing lights. But then that creates a whole other story. Is Jones faking this? You know, will he really rant and say, wait a minute, that's live? Turn off. That's what made me get even more pissed, because I wasn't ready to go live. But it's my fault not being clear. I'm like, yeah, go live there before here, and then go live there. Go live. And then he sees me start ranting. He thinks, well, he's going live. He thought he messed up. And then I'm like, I just screwed up. So then I'm even more mad. And then that fuels the explosion about Trump, which I'm not walking back. I was mad, but I didn't It's not like I hate Trump now and he's evil and he's bad. It's just that it hurt my feelings and upset me and I was honest. And they act like the fact that I'm honest is some weakness. I think it's a strength. We'll be back to give the number out, cover all the big news. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
We've got it.
The newsman is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We've got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to open the phones up in this hour, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539 is the number. Again, 877-789-2539. I'll be honest with you. I really disdain Hollywood. I disdain pop culture. And the worship of it makes me sick. So I would see Kanye West and the Kardashians and all of that just bombarding me for a decade, and I didn't like Kanye West. But then I, years after it was out, watched the Simpsons, not the Simpsons, the, what's the name of that show? Teleprompter for here, folks. What's the name of that show? South Park, which I occasionally watch online. South Park, Gayfish. And I thought, that is great music. And they go, no, and my family's like, my kids are like, no, Dad, that's what he sounds like. I was like, well, that's actually really good music. So I started listening to some Kanye West music. And then I saw him like Trump, and I thought that was bold. I thought it might be a stunt. And then now coming out for Candace Owens, and then she's being attacked. Tom Arnold saying, why don't you suck some racist, you know what, totally sexist. Imagine if a conservative did that, that clown. Hey, Tom Arnold, how about you suck on my fist, punk? If I go from memory, Tom Arnold, I don't mean that literally, it's figuratively, because I'm scared of Tom Arnold, he's so tough. Tom Arnold shot his mouth off against me quite a bit. But you're just such a thug. Why don't you quit picking on girls, man? And a strong black woman. Because Candace Owens is good looking, and she's smart. She came here, came on the show a few days, went to dinner, her and my wife, really smart lady. We have the video where we did the Russia joke. We went to Russia House, it's like a Russia-themed restaurant, as a joke. Can we cue that video up with my wife, Millie Weaver? Because what I'm getting at here is this is just crazy. This woman just says, hey, I'm really a libertarian. I'm not really a conservative, but the left tries to control women, tries to control black people. That's totally true. It's in the WikiLeaks. And now they're saying she can suck such and such when the woman is a well-spoken, nice, even mannered person that this whole evil system is attacking. I mean, look at this. Talk about evil. Actor Tom Arnold tells Candace Owens to suck racist, you know what. And he's just such a stupid, dumb, talentless clown. It's just crazy how they do all of this. It's crazy how they sit there and they attack people and they get away with it, and how the left can attack free speech at a free speech platform like PEN America, the freedom to write. And then Hillary calls for a war on free speech there, claiming we're trying to take her speech when she's the one with the big tech giants doing it. So I got to tell you, I admire Kanye West for his courage. Remember, They locked him up when he came out and said he still supported Trump last year for almost 2 weeks in a mental ward, saying that was crazy. That's on InfoWars.com. That's like the old Soviet Union. Meanwhile, why does the Google documents show and admit that they want InfoWars.com shut down? The number one reason was we exposed the chemical attacks were staged three times. Not once, not twice, but three times. And then they say, and Ron Paul's fake news too, he needs to be banned. And now you see us being delisted, being pushed down, all the fake news about us being put at the top. And again, CNN and others have aired this footage we're showing for TV viewers of the guy that looks like a fake doctor, blinking, you know, winking, and then falling down. Oh, it's the worst acting. I mean, high school plays, junior high plays, elementary school plays are better. I've seen my daughters in better plays, way better. And then the kids, they're laughing behind him, and they kind of forget to have their legs flopping. It doesn't mean chemical weapons attacks don't happen. It means they've caught the rebels, and now, here's the New York Times. ISIS used chemical weapons at least 52 times in Syria and Iraq, report says. Chemical inspection team reaches DOMA, negates Russia cover-up claim. That's the organization for the prohibition of chemical weapons that the U.S. backs. They said, no, we couldn't get out because the rebels hadn't left yet. We're still shooting at us. You know, it's the rebels, ISIS. And once we got there, they were still shooting at us. The Russians did not stop us, but Fox News especially, man, and CNN. Oh, my gosh, the Russians. And I'm not backing the Russians, but they didn't do that. That Zero Hedge breaks it down with all the links to the organization's own documents. Germany's largest public TV news broadcaster goes to Syria, goes to the hospitals, investigates, says, chemical attack most likely staged. They don't know what to do. Does that mean every chemical attack is not real? No. Like the 52 that killed thousands that the rebels launched, that ISIS launched, that Saudi Arabia funded? Those were real. So the media will go, Jones claims there's no chemical attacks, but look at these. No, no. The rebels are doing real ones, but they play this bait and switch. Jones doesn't care about kids getting killed by chemicals. Did you hear Jones said nobody died in Syria? That's how he doesn't care about Syrian kids. No, I didn't start the war like Hillary. I didn't send in all the military. I didn't destabilize it. No, you're right. That's how they play these games. That's all coming up. It's powerful information. All right, we're going to go to break, come back with your calls. I'm going to stop right here, and I'm going to ask the listeners, if you believe in free speech, if you believe in the truth, if you believe in standing up to Soros and Hillary and these bullies and the DNC that's suing me and Trump and everybody else, it's total war. They want to break your will. You're flyover country. You're a bitter clinger no matter where you live, if you're a good person. These are authoritarians that think we're weak, think they're going to win. If you'll just spread the videos, the articles, sign up for the free podcast, send out the videos, post them to your own site, send them out in the email, hand out business cards with InfoWars. It will change the world. And pray for us. We're praying for you. We're in this together. And I thank you for all your help. They're so mad we have a connection. They're so mad that we're able to speak to you. They're so mad we're here trying to get it right, trying to tell the truth. It's a world different from the globalist. And financially, we've got supplements that are the best out there. Take X2. They tried to take away our really clean deep sea seaweed, not deep sea, far out to ocean, clean seaweed derivative of this. And they took that away. They hit us with the economic sabotage. And they said, we're not going to supply you anymore with the cleanest organic group out there that had a lot weaker iodine. It wasn't atomic, but it was clean. It didn't make people feel bad. They said, if you get the store, I'll kill you. It's not real iodine. It's bound with chemicals. It's in alcohol. But research iodine deficiency and how sick it makes people and all the problems with it. And then realize we have the good iodine. We have the deep earth crystal source that nobody else has gotten in our search for better iodine that is in the palm oil organic infusion that feels great, gives you the energy, gives you the halogen you need, but doesn't eat holes in your stomach, at least in my case and everybody else's. They say, wow, I can finally take iodine. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. I drink it in water, but I forget to take it. I take it every couple days. when I forget to take it, I'm like, wow, where's my energy? Where's that sparkle? Where's in my mind? What a libido. Because I get busy, and I know this stuff all works, and I use it. But, you know, we got 80-something supplements. I'm taking, you know, a lot of them every morning. But when I do take it, my wife's like, what's going on here? She's like, not just my libido, but it's like I'm 16 again. You know, it's a bigger day. And that's the whole thing. Iodine, without it, ladies and gentlemen, you die. I can't tell you how many doctors I've talked to. They go, no, we're diagnosing scurvy, but the hospitals don't want us to say it. There are people just with their skin opening up, old wounds opening up, teeth falling out because they're not eating leafy vegetables, or they have bad malabsorption in their stomachs. Well, it's the same thing. This is not rocket science. You need oxygen. You need water. You need iodine. You need vitamin C. You will die without this stuff. We don't sell a vitamin C product because that's so readily available. You can get that, you know, pretty much anywhere. A glass of orange juice, cabbage, broccoli, whatever. X2, though, the other iodines we looked into it are all bound. You don't absorb. It goes right through you. Not X2, baby. It's pure atomic iodine. InfoWarsStore.com. It's about to sell out.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. But whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Stabilize.
So to George
Emergency
Soros,
Reserve.
Hillary Clinton, and the New World Order, and Michael Moore, go back to Hades, where you came from. We're awake, and you're not putting us back in the coma. You got that, Jack? You're done. It's over. Worldwide.
Get him back. Get him back.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
All right, 16 lawsuits have been filed against InfoWars in the last year to shut down our free speech. 9 of them have been thrown out, many of them with prejudice, meaning they can't bring them back, and meaning that it was fraudulent, and that we can counter-sue them. I just got a call. I got a text earlier. I called my lawyer during the break. The one in D.C., one of the top law firms in the country dealing with defamation and free speech. He's actually coming here Thursday, by the way, to give you guys a briefing. To give all the crew a briefing on how we're under the microscope and how they're trying to distort things. He just got notice they're withdrawing their lawsuit in Georgetown. They're withdrawing their lawsuit tomorrow morning in Georgetown. Everything we said in the press conference was true, was documented in D.C., and my lawyers were like, we don't think you should give them the strategy. This is so ridiculous. But if you want to do this, you just point out they're attacking your speech, that's fine. But we'll get this dismissed. This filing is unbelievable. Well, they withdrew. They let them know they're withdrawing the lawsuit tomorrow morning. Here's the problem. They're going to refile it. We just know they are. So that it'll be, sued again by Georgetown. Why not sue me every day and then withdraw it again? You see how this works? To get the publicity, to say the white supremacist Jones said this man killed a woman. Never said it, no video, no nothing. It's summary judgment out of court. And the lawyers have just asked me, they said, Jones, just don't say what's wrong with the rest of it. Which I'm not bragging, but I know this stuff well enough where I read these things and it's like, Owen Schroyer said this, which he didn't say, and then Kit Daniels said that, so we're suing Owen Schroyer, and then they just put the wrong name in the lawsuit in Travis County. And my lawyers are just like, stop, don't say it, just leave it alone. But I just can't sit here while they file all this crap, and then not point out that it's absolute abject bull, but that's what's even scarier. Why would they file things in the wrong courts with typos all over them and defame people, putting the wrong names in it and stuff? I mean, it's, if they wanted to scare me, they've scared me in how inept they are. Because you want to think of your enemies as having their act together. These are servants of the globalists, servants of Soros. Who do you think they're going to get? And that's the thing about us that are strong and those that have will and those of us that love God. We just continue to beat these people but not go on the offense. And we have to go on the offense and smoke them out of their holes, man. And they're going to call it vindictive. I mean, I already countersued them last week in Virginia. They withdrew the lawsuit. Because, I mean, we had them like dead to rights, man. I didn't just believe my law firm. I checked with 3 others. They said, we've never seen things this ridiculous. Because they're not even thinking. Look, up at Georgetown, I love folks on the East Coast and all that. And that Vatican University over there has got its new pontiff, its new boss. But they think in Texas that we wipe our asses with corn cobs. And they think, like, we're just, like, married to our sister. We're like, them people on D.C., they didn't dirt, did sue us. And then we, like, get them. They're like, alert. But here's the deal. When I countersued them, a week and a half ago, ABC News was there, NBC, CBS, no coverage. Which is fine. We all had our own streams. But I told you, I said, I filed a lawsuit against Georgetown University. Well, how did they kill that lawsuit? That lawsuit was pursuant to their suit. And so now they just pulled the teeth out. And then who knows what they're going to cook up? Because we're not stupid. They're going to refile it. Why not? Get back on the merry-go-round. Put a quarter in. Say you're suing Alex Jones. Get all over the news. Defame him however you want. Say whatever you want about him. Put another quarter in. Do it again. Yee, mommy. I want to ride on the Ferris wheel again. Mommy, I want to ride on the big ship again. I want to ride on the little horsies again on the merry-go-round. Mommy, I want to lie about Alex again. I want to kick America in the head again because we see him as Americana and Daddy Soros squat and took a crap on him and he's God. Mommy, Alex didn't go away when Soros crapped on him. Soros is a good Nazi. He killed a lot of people. He's powerful. Why doesn't Alex go away? Haven't we threatened him? Doesn't he roll over and piss all over himself? You look, you go to a university now, you go to anywhere left to start, they look like dead zombies, hunchback, dead-eyed, faces all drooping, because they have no soul. They're empty. I think people are being born without souls now. And you see them, and they're like these zombies everywhere. And it's just like, all I want to do is get away from them. And the more I fight them, the better I feel. It's not about monetary. It's not about my life. They could have a globalist with a gun to my head saying, deny freedom, deny Christ. Or we're going to blow your head off, I'd say, pull your trigger. Because I am so fulfilled. I mean, it is just, and that's the frustration, is if people just knew the power of liberty, the power of God. And I don't mean the fake churches or fake preachers trying to act like men, but they won't criticize anything the globalists are doing. They won't criticize any of their dehumanization operations. They just sit there in the church and talk about the Lord and how good they are and how you can be strong and how you can be upright. It's all a bunch of Pharisees that Christ talked about up there telling you how high and mighty they are. And they're frauds. They're the sellouts. They're the people that signed on to the globalist program to fill the place of the church so that they could bring down the whole system. So we'll go to break and go right to your calls. Sean, Darrell, Ian, Lauren, Cameron, and others. Pastor Sam, Austin. Pastor Sam's called before. It's for some callers. We'll see. Catherine, Craig, Jay, Marcus, Carol, and others. So we will take your calls on the other side of this break. There's just so much more here, but I fear failure. But man, I look at George Soros's kids, and I'm not trying to be mean to George Soros just to be mean. I mean, the faces they make in every photo. You think, oh, that's just one photo. No, it's like Brian Stelter looks. It's like, it's like trying to act powerful. But it's not even like when I do it, I'm doing a joke, but it still looks crazy and dangerous. With them, it's like a trying to act powerful and forceful, but it's like fake. And it's like, you're doing all this to try to be powerful. You could have innately been powerful. Let me make one of the faces that Alexander Soros makes. It's more like a... I mean, it's just like, it's just like the faces Hillary makes. It's disgusting. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, from tree to the ground, and shudder from the sound. The death machine ain't slowing down, it's gaining pound for pound.
That is Shooter Jennings with one of his great songs, Summer of Rage.
Gas mask is the couture in the summer of rage. The building mass graves within the states. You and
another word inspired by the InfoWar.
They're preparing us for an all-out
police state. But that started getting derailed, didn't it? Hush, hush. That's right, can't trust nothing but the love in your mother's eyes. The globalists claim they're trying to save the earth with Jane Goodall and Earth Day yesterday and Google about carbon dioxide and all this. It's the genetic engineering. It's the toxic waste. That's the real threat to the planet. It's the nuclear reactors. But none of that from the left anymore. All about hating humans and banning plastic, and that'll fix it all. Little sub-issues. All right, I'm going to your phone calls. But here's an announcement. We filed a week and a half ago in D.C., as you know, a slapback suit on Georgetown University and the individual that got to file the suit, claiming that I said that the person that filed the suit killed a woman that got killed. No, I said Soros funding Antifa, which is on record, helped create the climate that got the woman killed. So it's just a total fraud lawsuit. I've had four different law firms look at it. One of them is one of the top firms in the country. So we filed a countersuit. Zero corporate media, fake news media coverage. They just got a call, and they're putting in the filing either today or tomorrow to withdraw the lawsuit. Georgetown withdraw it. Because they filed a piece of fiction. But here's the legal prediction. They're just going to refile it without all the errors, but it doesn't matter because the basis of it's an error. And then you'll hear Georgetown files a new suit, and the media, you will witness them. Watch the next few days. I'm predicting this. When they refile it, we're guessing they will, they'll just say it's a whole new lawsuit, like it's another one hitting me, and get a whole nother cycle that Jones is losing, the Liberty Movement's losing, Soros and Hillary are winning, the world government's winning, intimidate everybody. That's all they've got because they're the losers. They're the fraud. They're the globalists. Everybody hates them. Said to do all this. You're racist. You're Russian. You bullied me. You did this to keep it in the news like they're victims. But everyone tunes into that and knows it's fake news. We have seen an uptick in support for the broadcast. I hope it's enough to deal with all this because it's intensifying. But thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. But here's the thing. When they realize they've got to pay attorney's fees and damages for the false suit, they stuck their arm in that badger's nest and tried to pull it out real fast. And you can't polish a turd, so good luck with whatever else you cook up, because I don't think they're going to give up. You don't just think you're dropping it, do you? No. I don't think they're going to want to have the law students, the type of liberals that don't want an actual real job, they'll be professors for life. I mean, you might not want to have them write the next one, you know, where it's like these ones in Austin. It's got defamation, all that. They'll just randomly put somebody's name in there. It wasn't even involved in the suit. They just throw it in there like it's, I'll tell you, it's like monkeys at the zoo throwing you know what at you. I mean, it's just like that. And you're like, what is this? Because the media doesn't care. They want the suit to say we're losing and we're being destroyed. And then when we file suits on them or they withdraw lawsuits, you won't be in the controlled press. This is all about deceiving the public. Cameron, Ian, Sean. Let's talk to Sean in Arizona. It's a grab bag. What topic we want to discuss? Sean says what he witnessed during Clinton vacations in 96. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Well, that's true, but there's a couple other things here, Alex. And I'm on the ranch here between outbuildings. You know how it is. And I didn't hear that it was specified to first-time callers. But I'm your friend from the Republican Convention in 80. Haven't talked with you in a while. I was based out of Jackson Hole for 26 years, which you don't know about me. Aside from working the Republican Convention, I've been working in the movie business for 26 years, and I've prepared a major lawsuit to go against an entity in the motion picture business in a western state, west of Texas, in one of the far western states. You may recall I've got Lyme disease. The last 5.5 years I've spent at my computer to the detriment of my health, because I should have been working on my Lyme disease protocols every day. But freedom is not free. I put together a case, 35 booklets, 1,300 pages, 200 exhibits to correct something that's been going on per the motion picture business in a western state for over 7 years.
Okay, I understand. I got a lot of callers here, so we know there's a lot of stuff in Hollywood. What's going on?
No. So anyways, I sent a letter to your people for a reference. on a constitutional lawyer and organization. It's been very difficult. I just don't want to hand this case off to just...
Well, here's my problem. I can barely deal with my own stuff, and I'm here live on air. I can't conduct, you know, off-the-record discussions about stuff here on air, sir.
96. And what most people don't know is Clintons were there in 95 and 96. And in 96, they lost a whole plane up there. It was a C-130 cargo plane. It flew... it was the last plane that left on the last part of the vacation in 96. It flew into the mountain up there. Nobody talks about it, but they lost everybody in that plane. Had the nuclear football on it. They slammed into Sleeping Indian Mountain. And it's another thing of a lot of people, for one reason or another, that perished around the Clintons. When Clinton golfed, when the boy, Bill Clinton, golfed in Jackson Hole, he golfed with a business owner that was one of the biggest loaders in his nose in the whole Teton County, Wyoming. And after Bill Clinton left, he was his golfing partner for 96. When Clinton left, he threw a bash for the Secret Service and that at this guy's business. And shortly afterward, this guy had to go down and check in at a ranch next to Merv Griffin or whatever in Wickenburg, where they did for drug addiction. And they flew... And this they flew because people told me that we're on the security deal. They flew in a girlfriend for Hillary. So we've got to put the pressure on. These people are minions of the Antichrist, and they need to be defeated. And I wish you the best.
God bless you, Sean. I appreciate the call. Okay, let's get another caller here. Let's talk to Craig in New Mexico. Craig in New Mexico, go ahead.
Hi, are you there, Alex?
I sure am.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm calling today. I'm a longtime InfoWars listener, over 10 years now, and I'm also a subscriber to many of your supplemental
products. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the support.
You're welcome. My pleasure. In 2011, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis after a cascade of debilitating symptoms. After ineffective steroid regimen and also being asked to become a guinea pig for the pharmaceutical companies and taking new untested MS drugs, I opted out to become a medical cannabis patient. And as of recently, with Jeff Sessions' rhetoric, I've been very concerned. Now, that being said, I commend President Trump on his recent pledge to Senator Cory Gardner to respect the Ninth and Tenth Amendment as regards to medical and recreational cannabis.
Yeah, he's reversing the mad dog Sessions that does whatever he wants, and that's really the good news. But I've seen the big studies on inflammation and issues, and how marijuana works so much better, THC, than other things. So that's a good thing Trump's doing. Thank you, Greg. We're going to go bam, 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 and more calls. Austin in Tennessee, Catherine in Canada, Jay in California, Marcus in Texas, Carol in Pennsylvania, Daryl, and so many others. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Stay with us. We'll be back on the other side. It's just good to see Mel Brooks, everybody, coming out against political correctness.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp.
I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them to the library, to give them to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living.
They told me about this 45 minutes ago. And I didn't jump on it because all there was a report, and they gave me the article of a van running over a bunch of people in Toronto. But then I read the new reports that just came out during this segment, and it looks like dozens and dozens of people, including babies and strollers, run over painstakingly, premeditatedly by the Religion of Peace. They'll probably spend days blocking the identity of the male taken into custody. See, that's why I couldn't be a cop. If I watched somebody run over a bunch of babies and women and stuff, you're not going into custody. This is CTV News out of Canada. Witness van struck every single thing on Toronto sidewalk. And the answer is bring in more Muslims, put barriers up. That's the media's answer. Police have arrested a suspect after a white van mounted the curb and struck numerous pedestrians in Toronto. The incident happened on Yonge Street, south of Finch Avenue, according to the Toronto Police Service. Initial estimates suggest 8 to 10 people were struck. Witness Alex Shaker, who was driving southbound at the time, says he saw a van traveling at high speed on a sidewalk. The van was also southbound. He started going down the sidewalk and crumbling down people one by one, Shaker told CTV News Channel on Monday afternoon. Shaker said he saw the vehicle strike someone with a stroller. Well, under Islam, that's a bonus point. But to be more being Islamophobic, I'm sorry. That's why all the Islamists want to get out of their own countries and come here. But he just destroyed so many people's lives, he said, every single thing that got in its way. And then it just goes on from there. I think, to be more open to Islam, we should, like bowling pins, have preschools go into Islamic areas and just like bowling pins, line the kids up like pins, and then it can be a new Islamic sport for America's guilt, and they just get a truck and just ram the kids. And then Tom Arnold can say any conservative black activist women should suck, you know, people's genitals. It's all, again, kill people, suck genitals, you know. As long as the left does it, it's cute. All giant Stockholm syndrome, trying to train us how to submit to all this, and Europe submitting to all of it. It's truly sick. Tom Arnold, you know, telling Candace Owens, you know, suck, you know what. It's all just sick. Just sick bullies. And then I got another story here. The Waffle House gunman's been taken into custody. He had his AR-15 seized months ago by the FBI, but that never stops a lunatic who should be in a mental asylum, right? But good guys with guns stopped him. So there's that report. That's good news. But what have you heard you really even disagree with in the last hour, if you're listening? Why does this show need to be banned? Because of Hillary. Because we're not good for tyrants, that's why. Let's talk to Cameron in Florida. Cameron in Florida, you're on the air. And then we'll go to Marcus, we'll go to Jay and others. Go ahead, Cameron. Thanks for calling.
Brother Alex Jones, so happy to be back on the show again. Make sure you get in touch with your staff about the Haiti emails and whatnot. When I went over to Haiti with the Son of God Orphanage, you have seen the enemy, I have seen the enemy, and they know of us. And so look into that.
So you sent us emails about what you saw in Haiti. Tell us about that briefly, and we have a limited staff, and I'm trying to, all this great stuff come in, and we'll try to flag it and look at it. What did you see?
Yes, sir. So there's an orphanage called the Son of God Orphanage that was being used as a child sex trafficking and organ harvesting center. I had a run-in with the United Nations. They were not there with bottles of water or food. They were there with the machine guns. That's all in itself. We can talk about that more. But your resorts that you talked about, you can do those resorts just with land, God, and a good message with good people. Let it be reboot camps. Ted Nugent can help you get those things where people can reprogram and break the conditioning and get people on a local level, on a mass scale, to really change their home, their community, and then as a nation, because I'm on this Trump train.
Well, Daria says she's looking into your info. The producer just popped in my ear, but let me tell you this. I'm not saying you're a bad guy. You sound really great. I know Hillary's people got caught shipping kids out. Haiti's been used for all sorts of Satanism. That's confirmed. I don't know about the Son of God orphanage. I'm able to say that I'm saying this about them. Have there been any arrests, any indictments? I mean, I know a lot of this stuff goes on in Haiti, but I'm flying blind here. I mean, has it been in the news? I mean, what's happened according to what you're saying as a caller? This is why they hate talk radio, is it gives you a voice. It's just that I'm sitting up here under a microscope. They'll then say what my callers say. I'm saying I don't know about the Son of God orphanage. I know about Hillary's people caught shipping kids out, getting indicted, getting convicted. After conviction, they changed their name. They're involved with kids' orphanages again. So we know that Hillary and their whole crime syndicate have a real taste for Haitian blood for whatever reason.
And the Haitian people know that. It's not just about what they did over there with minerals.
Oh, there it is, like NBC. Haiti closes orphanage for child neglect after complaints. Okay, keep going.
I was there. You have pictures. It'll all be confirmed, okay? Anyway, also, anytime you call somebody out.
No, but you understand I got to challenge you. And I always have challenged you.
100%. They're coming after your free speech just like all of ours. But everything that I'm saying can be confirmed. The crazier sounds. You say the truth is stranger than fiction. And, brother, it really is. These people need to wake up. These snowflakes.
No, it says, though, they were arrested, involvement. It says arrested for child trafficking, and it goes through it. Yeah, there you go.
And there were zero arrests. There were people who were brought forward, but there were no true official arrests. And And there's details.
Well, you've been there. You sent us photos. You sent us videos. I'm told by Daria, we're going to get you on then, my friend. God bless you. But now shifting gears into Cohen's office getting raided. What's your take on that?
Okay, all the real Trumpers are like so terrified because this happened. But listen, this truly shows that they are absolutely desperate. The Russian collusion is no longer a story. They're doing everything they can. But Trump, the master strategist, is not going to have any type of thing in his lawyer's office. These people are so screwed, and military tribunals are coming in the name of Jesus. It's happening. Law and order back in America.
I hear you, but as strong as Trump can be, what should we do? Let me tell you. The globalists are in full force attack, and the average libertarian or Christian, I know, they think everything's okay. They don't get the maximum battle is on. We just stirred up the hornet's nest in 2016.
What we need to do is take care of our personal health, have our home in order, get involved on a local level, have these big people on all these great podcasts and stuff, get together and have these grassroots award ceremonies. And by the way, there's a award that I want to give to Millie Weaver and Owen Troyer for their courageousness, and also a special guest, which Daria will also talk to you about. I'm telling you, brother, we're going to take
care
of
this. You're on fire. I like what you're saying, Cameron. We'll learn more about you. We'll get your info, but I'll get you on as a guest. Great job going to Haiti. We've sent our folks down there, too. And it is just unbelievable. I mean, it is just unbelievable how the left particularly has a taste for Haitian blood. I mean, literally. And it's just God, they're evil. I can't believe these average leftists call us Nazis and call us names when they are like right under pure evil. They are serving pure evil. God bless you, Cameron. Okay, who's up next here? Let's go to Jay in California, since we're on the subject of Sessions and Cohen and all this. Or Jay just hung up. Is Jay there? Raza went to him, he hung up. Just hung up, okay? Let's talk to Lauren in California. Lauren, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's an honor to speak with you. I'm just going to make this quick. I'm 28 years old. You know, I've been a longtime listener. I've been listening since I was 14. Was turned on by my brother, who thinks you're a double agent now, which is pretty hilarious. But anyway, you know, at my age, I'm self-employed. I own my own business. And I really give credit to all my entrepreneurship to InfoWars and you guys. And, you know, I just really want to help out and give back. And so what I did is I created a website called InfoWarsOutpost.com. And it's a way for people like me who want to do more in their daily lives but can't because they're so busy, can. If you own a business or manage a business and you play TV or you have anything broadcasting, you play InfoWars instead. You play your broadcast. And that's how you're an outpost. Basically, you're the main force, and we as InfoWarriors need to start setting up outposts and establish them.
And people should know, just watching the show on your TV or your computer drives it up in the ratings, but you can also put a little FM transmitter in, broadcast your neighborhood, put up little signs or whatever. I mean, is that what you're getting at?
Well, basically, just if you own, like, an art shop, you know, and or a coffee shop, and you have TV playing, instead of having
by the way, your site looks great. I need to hire you to build us some websites. InfoWarsOutpost.com.
Yeah, basically the idea, like I said, is you guys are the main force, and your information is so crucial and needed to get out there. So, you know, if you own a coffee shop or an art shop, it doesn't matter what it is. You know, you have TV playing, you play your broadcast instead of having CNN or MSNBC playing in the background. And the outpost.
Hey, get Lauren's number. I want to get him on as a guest, talking more about InfoWars Outpost. Let's get him on. The War Room or my show. That's really exciting. And it's things like that that add up and defeat the globalists. If we do things grassroots, it's over. They're trying to destroy us to intimidate you. Thank you, Lauren.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.